Blackstone Audio presents Awakening by Kate Tiernan. To GC and EF, with many thanks. Chapter 1. Embers.
They fled tonight, the lot of them. Celine Belltower, Cal Blair, Alice Woodwind, Edwitha of Caer Dal, and more. All slipped through my fingers. They knew I was closing in on them. It's my fault. I was too cautious, too worried about proving the case against them beyond all doubt. And so I left it too long. I failed, and badly. And worse, Morgan nearly died because I didn't stop them. I've got to break the warding spells and get into Celine's house. She can't have had time to pack up all her things. Maybe I can find some clue, something to tell me where she went or what her group is planning. Damn, damn, damn. Gemunach.
I stood with Bree Warren and Robbie Gurevich, my two oldest friends, on the lawn in back of Cal Blair's house. Together, we stared at the flames that leaped hungrily up from the pool house and cast a smoky pall over the stark November moon. Somewhere in the inferno there was a crash as a section of the roof caved in. A fountain of white-hot sparks flew skyward.
"My God," Bree said.
Robbie shook his head.
"You got out of there just in time."
Sirens wailed in the distance. Though it was the last night of November and snow lay inches deep on the ground, the night air felt hot and dry as I gulped in a deep breath.
"You guys saved my life," I meant.